Okay, so the question was asked, how are we to understand what Rav Kook said, and looking at chilonim or chalutzim or whatever term we're going to use, people who are not performing Torah and mitzvot, and looking at them favorably, when we just discussed that when the Mishnah says Avidan kol adam lekav zchut, the Mishnah is talking about someone who there's reason to judge him favorably. Either he's a pious person or he's an average person doing an average act, but not a person who is not performing mitzvot and doing actions which are not in accordance with halacha. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. So what was Rav Kook doing? So I'm no expert on what Rav Kook wrote, but I think that the concept that was a big argument between Rav Kook and the rabbis who disagreed with him, and the concept which is really ascribed to Rav Kook, is when I look at, call it positive actions, or actions of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, when I look at the movement called the Zionistic movement, the movement that was not religious and was even anti-religious when they settled the land of Israel, do I look at it and say those are the actions of people who are defiled, those are the actions of a bad spirit of the Satan? Or let's just stop for saying that was taking one extreme. Or do I say that right now a positive action is being done, the land of Israel is being settled, there's a renaissance, there's a reawakening, the Jews are coming back to the land of Israel, it's positive. It's not being led in the way that we would like, but it is still a positive movement with positive potential. We have to suffuse that movement with Torah, and it has the potential to be positive. That's where Rav Kook, I think, came in. That Rav Kook said, we have to take that movement and suffuse it with Torah. We can work with that movement, and we can see the positive in what they're doing. But we cannot overlook the fact that there's no Torah there. Rav Kook himself wrote, if this movement does not get suffused with Torah, it will self-destruct. Rav Kook said that. They will destroy themselves. The whole thing won't last. Rav Kook's point was that right now there is positive being done, and there is potential for good. But the potential for good is when we bring the Torah into it. I don't think Rav Kook said we should look at them and say, oh, they're desecrating the Shabbos, they're desecrating the Shemitah, so great, that's wonderful, so long as they're settling land of Israel. Not at all. See what Rav Kook wrote. And our issue is that Rav Kook was more machmir than the Chazon Ish in halachos of Shemitah. And just by the way, a little secret, Chazon Ish himself said certain leniencies and wrote very clearly, Chazon Ish, head of Tevra, Chazon Ish wrote about the importance of trying to make the halacha that the chilonim can abide by it. The importance of in Shemitah specifically doing and going the route that more of Am Yisrael will be within the confines of halacha. Trying to make the halacha palatable or more accessible to the chilonim or to those that are less religious. The Chazon Ish writes that it's very important that we find ways to make it better for them. Better and easier. Heter Mechira is one issue. There are many issues in Shemitah. That's one issue. What about everything else? What about whatever you want? I'll start mentioning some sugiyot, but what difference does it make? There are other sugiyot in Shemitah. Ukme ilane avuye ilane. How much can you help a tree not die? What's called helping a tree not die? You're allowed to give support to a plant so that it doesn't die on Shemitah. Well, how far does that go? What about its fruits dying? So Rav Kook was very stringent with this halacha, and Chazon Ish was more lenient. There are all kinds of sugiyot, which, within the laws of Shemitah, where not everything Rav Kook was so lenient, not everything was the Chazon Ish so stringent. This concept of trying to help the chilonim also keep mitzvot, everyone agrees with that. The question, do I look at them as potential for good? Do I look at them as something to work with, as potential for Mashiach, or potential for all kinds of tremendous positive things for Am Yisrael? That Rav Kook was very big on. That the fact that right now they're not where they're supposed to be does not mean that they are necessarily something terrible or that they will be terrible. It means that it's not where it should be, and we should help them. And Be'ezrat Hashem, working with them, we'll get to where it should be. And we should see the positive in what they are doing, which goes in line with his Hasidic heritage. I mean, don't forget, Rav Kook came from a Hasidish family. So there is a certain, there is Hasidut in that, but so what?